7 after the hour. Monday is upon us. Monday. We should have, actually, maybe when we start on Mondays, that song Monday.
How
many people remember that? Yeah, Evan,
probably better to play that than, you know, like on Tuesday.
Is there a song about Tuesdays? Rainy days. There's a lot of stuff on Monday.
There's just another Manic Monday.
Yeah. There's a Monday. There's a Rainy Days Mondays. That kind of stuff. No rain in California where you guys are, right?
Not
Ken Gessler, Jennifer.
Nope.
No rain there. We had a little shower activity yesterday, but the last 4 or 5 days here have been dry, so you get some good work done on the farm to get caught up a little bit here and there. And with that comes an anticipation of what really is the first week of July, because last week was a throwaway because it was the 4th of July. It's back to business today. Hooray! Back to work! Yay!
Not ready yet.
Yay.
I like 5 days. That's not nice.
You were, where were you? You weren't here Friday.
I was in Orange County on Thursday night.
Yes. And you had too much of a celebration. Couldn't hack getting back, right?
Well, I wasn't allowed to go back. How's that?
really?
It was all part of the evil plan.
The plan. Speaking of things that are evil, Venezuela giving Edward Snowden the thumbs up. If you decide today whether they will accept the offer that they put on the table of asylum. So we were just talking about this, Jennifer, and if we can, Kenny, go back to asylum. What does it mean to be offered asylum and to seek asylum? What happens when you get there? Let's just say the foreign minister of Venezuela says, okay, Mr. Snowden, you come live here in our country. And he says, yep, all right, I want to go there. By the way, the president of Bolivia said it was joining Venezuela and Nicaragua. Mm-hmm. In offering asylum, Mr. Snowden, the
and
Cubans.
And Libya also, right?
Yeah, Libya.
It's
Cubans,
lovely this time of year out here.
Right.
Yes, all the garden spots.
Yes. Beautiful.
All right, just where we all want to go. All right, so what happens when you go to these countries? And Kenny, want to summarize what we heard from the various reports in the last hour as to what happens? It's not like you get...
Here's a nice house and...
Well, that the witness... I compared it a little to witness protection, but that's not what this is all about. So let's say you go to Canada or you go to Venezuela or wherever you go. Somebody can still get at you and knock you off if they want to.
Right.
Right?
And we've been practicing with those drones quite a bit, haven't we?
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so what else does it involve, Kenny?
That's really about it. You're allowed to live there, and there is no extradition to, so
they won't send you away.
The U.S. can't ask for him to be sent back, and Venezuela would say, okay, here he is. That won't happen. But they don't give him anything. He doesn't get a nice house and a car and a pool.
He doesn't get preferential status. He's got to get a job.
No.
And you got to live on your own wits.
Right.
So...
And given what he did at his last job, do you want to hire him?
Maybe he's a bus driver. Right. Be a good job.
He rolls
for
over
him.
People, throws them under.
Uh-huh. Under the bus. All right, so that's what it means to get asylum. And that's what the story is of Mr. Snowden. So we'll see what happens by the end of the day if he decides he wants to go there. Meanwhile, the crash of that Asiana 777. So, Jennifer, I'm not going to prejudice you at all. What have you heard, and what do you think about what happened? I just want to get, Kenny and I have talked about this.
What have I heard, and what do I think?
Yeah, just in general. I want to just get from you a conversational.
I think the pilot screwed up.
Yeah.
I mean, just from listening to everybody's account, it seems like they were coming in too low. They only realized it the last second, so they tried to take off again so that they could come around again. And in taking off, he smashed the tail into the ground, which was a big problem.
Yes.
Because planes like to keep their tails.
Yes. Right.
Yes. Sure. I also heard, and I don't know if they confirmed this or not yet, but I think it's awful that those two girls that died, one of them was actually hit by an emergency vehicle.
Yes. Right. Yeah. So the fact when you look at that plane and see the shape of the plane and realize that one person was killed as a direct result of the crash, and then the other one was killed, as Jennifer's just suggesting, by a sad reality on the tarmac, there were 307 people on this plane.
Yeah.
One person.
Very lucky, I think.
Yeah. Well, I think there's a couple of things. there is, I guess, a certain amount of luck, but you know what fate is. Fate is a hunter.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that the plane is as good a plane as it is, the 777 is a wonderful airplane. And the pilot, he had his head right up his butt. And why they let him, with the amount of experience he had, land the thing, man,
well,
they're
going
to
get sued. About how much experience he did have. I mean, together that flight crew had flown 10,000 hours. That's
right,
a lot.
But he was a 767 pilot, and the 777 is a whole different plane.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that it was flying at 40 or 45 miles an hour less than it should have been in order to maintain the stability before you hit the runway, that kind of stuff.
I would imagine, and this is just, you know, totally... this is just, you know, being an idiot. I don't know anything about flying an airplane. I've never flown an airplane. How about that? But as someone who's flown into San Francisco quite a bit, I would imagine that it's a hard airport to fly into because you're flying in over water, which I would imagine is probably harder to do than having points of reference in the land to fly over. Does that make sense?
No, not really. But it's a good, if you're visual flight.
You are so rude sometimes.
Well, you asked. You want me to say, yeah, it makes sense and doesn't make any sense?
Well, think about it, though. When you're flying over the land, you have points of reference of how far away you are. I think with the water, it is more difficult to see, just as an optical illusion.
All those electrical things, that the gadgets they have on the
panel. Yeah, but for some reason they said the ones at the San Francisco airport were turned off because they were under construction.
Well, there is construction.
You had to land by sight.
Right. Well, unless you're in fog. The San Francisco airport's foggy a lot.
It was not, though.
No, it wasn't. It was clear. That was very clear. If you're flying a plane and you got a window in front of you, you can see on the ground, see what's going on. There's a certain amount of common sense that's involved in all of this stuff. Anyway, I mean, I think what you've said has some credibility. Under the circumstances, though, these planes can practically land themselves. That's how good they are.
Is it the plane's fault?
No, not at all. No, it's anything but. It's the pilot's fault for going too slowly, not gauging where they were properly. One of the things that's supposed to happen, and this has been left out of all of the... There is, 43 hours this guy had flying this kind of a plane, but he'd never landed an SFO before.
Mm-hmm.
And so each airport, that's part of the experience. When you have that's how they put flight crews together oftentimes. When you have a guy in the second seat, I don't know what they do in Asia, but I know here in America, if you got somebody in the second seat, it's more often, even though it's backup, it's a training exercise.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you're flying, let's say you're flying,
racking up hours watching different airports.
And American or United or Delta or any of these airlines, they go to lots of different airports. And each one of them is unique, as you've just pointed out. The water, though, most of the airports that are on the East Coast and the West Coast are over water. Portland, Maine, Boston, New York, Washington, except for Dulles. You go down the coast of Florida, every airport you fly in over the water to land. When you get to all along the coast, anything that's along the coast, always over water.
I've only flown into northern Florida. I've never been into southern Florida, but I have flown into Boston and New York. But there's something unique about San Francisco because it's like water and then runway.
That's the way it is pretty much. You go fly into LaGuardia. You want to wonder what's going on. Look underneath you, and all of a sudden,
right? I have done that, and there is water there too. But there is something weird about flying into San Francisco, just as someone who's done it a lot, because you kind of go, "Oh, I don't see anything," and then all of a sudden, you're landing.
Yeah. I'm not here to pick a fight with you.
I'm not either.
Let's have a fight. You want to arm wrestle? Yeah.
But there's just, I remember, you know, always flying into that airport going, ooh. So just as a passenger, where's the land? Where's the runway? You can't see it. And apparently that's a problem. But they were lucky. I mean, the reports that got me were the impact about how people's spine had, you know, they were all... Your spine collapsed, and how the rows of seats collapsed on the airplane. I mean, I can't even imagine.
Before it's banging down like that.
150 miles an hour banging into the ground.
Mm. All right, well, anyway, that's sort of our educated, moderately educated, and not too educated overview of what happened.
Actually, as a flight nerd, because you are a plane nerd, what's going to happen to the pilots? if it is their fault, which it probably is.
Yeah, they probably both get fired, and they'll never fly for a commercial airline again. Or if they
couldn't get arrested, do they drug test them or anything to make sure they weren't?
Yes, I think you're right about that. I'd forgotten about that, but yeah, usually in a circumstance like this, there would be drug tests and just they'd take the urine and all of that. You'd be been drinking while you were flying, that sort of thing. One of the things that people don't realize about Asian carriers is that the preponderance of flight crews for a lot of the Asian carriers are Americans. Americans are hired by these, and not just in Asia, but in the Middle East, too. Most of the crews that are doing international flying are Americans because they understand the better, and the language is English that's spoken at all the airports. So part of that reason I don't know that this was a flight crew that was American, but just in general, you will find that even though these are not domestic carriers, that they have Americans flying the planes.
I don't even think we've seen a picture of the pilot or the co-pilot, have we?
I mean, I think they're probably hiding.
Yeah, I would too.
This portion of the Good Day program brought to you by Grainger, with over 900,000 products to help you get your job done. Call Grainger, click on Grainger.com, or stop by one of the branches for Grainger for the ones who get it done.
Look, kid. Never underestimate janitorial products. Paper towels, trash liners, toilet bowl cleaners, mops. These are the things that hold our civilization together. Janitorial products are the foundation of our fragile world. That's why I use Tough Guy products from Grainger. They're effective and affordable. They're 20% off in July, so stock up. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/toughguy or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Promotion ends July 31st, 2013. Visit grainger.com/toughguy for details.
At GMC, our customers know our service is as professional grade as the trucks we sell. And now GMC is very proud to announce that we've just received the J.D. Power & Associates Award for highest in customer satisfaction with dealer service among mass market brands. Perhaps that's because no one knows GMC vehicles like the GMC Certified Service Experts. From their hours of GMC training to their specialized tools and equipment, it's professional grade service for your professional grade truck. GMC Certified Service at your local GMC dealer. There's never been a better time to try it than now. For a limited time, retail customers can get AC Delco Professional DuraStop brake pads installed for only $79.95 or less per axle after $20 mail-in rebate debit card. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Offer ends July 31st, 2013. Tax and other services, including turning or replacing rotors, are extra. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
America, it's time to wake up to more value. Join America's Best Value Inn's Free Value Club. Not only will you get 15% off your next stay, a room upgrade, and late checkout when available, but you'll get access to hundreds of discounts for theme parks, movies, shopping, dining, and more. Register online at americasbestvalueinn.com. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, it's time to wake up to more value. Only at America's Best Value Inn.
So we seem to have sort of a lot of disasters on our hands here this morning. Jennifer, an airplane crash in Alaska, a runaway train killed 5 people in Quebec, all that good stuff coming up here on Good Day.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp USA
USA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at hempusa.org.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Country.
But these, when they put Hootie and the Blowfish together, Darius and his friends, they couldn't get arrested. And they had to get some help from David Letterman before this first album made it big. He heard one of the tracks, this track, on his way, apparently in his car, he drives a Porsche in. From, I remember him getting stopped for speeding any number of times. I think he lost his license for a while.
Really?
He used to, listen to pop radio on his way in to New York City. So he invited the band to appear on the Late Show. And because this song and also the album itself called Crack Rear View became something when people saw him on the show, they liked it. It's a good sound.
Oh, yeah. So they album, were huge for a while.
Oh, yeah.
For a couple of years, it was nothing but.
By mid-1996, they had sold 13 million copies.
And then people got fatigue, I think.
Yeah, too much of it. It's that sort of thing that, when you listen to it, it all sounds the same. other songs sound the same. But the point of the story is that these guys didn't give up when they didn't have an instant success. If you look around at some of the recording artists, or maybe you just apply this in general, but as long as we're talking about music here, the number of people who have been working in clubs or working as studio musicians that take 10 years, 20 years, 30 years sometimes.
Or sometimes never.
Yeah, right. But you have a chance. There's no such thing as not having a chance. Don't think about the things that you can't do. Think about the things that you can do, that you like to do, that you are good at. No matter what the level of your ability, you have more potential once you find something and do with these. So their sound changed, as Jennifer suggested. So Darius Rucker becomes, he adopts to another sort of, another style of, another type of music that he can fit into, where there may be more, I think certainly in terms of country these days, there's more of an opportunity for commercial success in country than there is any of the other
kinds.
Well,
there's a lot of crossover opportunities, I think. And he actually, I've seen him in concert, and is really good. He does his old Hootie stuff. He does his new country stuff. So it's kind of a cool thing if you're an old fan or a new fan, he blends it all together, which I think is smart.
It is. But if you've got dreams, think about the powers that you have that you that got you to the point of your mind working on a particular thing. And don't limit it. Don't say, oh, I don't have enough money, or I don't have anybody to help me, or then you will be a disaster. But if you take all that stuff and put it aside and drive forward, surge ahead, the world is your oyster, as they say, 28 after the hour.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Arianna Huffington and Mary Madeline, coming right up.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can I tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. But the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Huffington and Madeline. What do you think of the way Eric Erickson and Lou Dobbs said that, as in nature, women should stay home rather than go to work for the good of their families?
This is such a ridiculously retro argument. It's another false choice that you have to pick one or the other. The real choice is you can do either, neither, or both. The responsibility goes to each person and to each family. I hate when they do this to women.
You know, beyond that, Betty Friedan, the Gloria Steinem feminist revolution of women taking their legitimate place at the top of every institution, being paid equally, etc., etc. And what we're dealing with now is a workplace which for men and for women is fueled by burnout. It's completely unsustainable.
I'm Mark Green. That was your Both Sides Minute with Arianna Huffington.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's health care one American at a time.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone.
Let's get going here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Let me introduce to you two of my partners as we seek a way to bring you the best of Monday, the 8th of July. Jennifer Horn, take a bow, please. Ladies and gentlemen, Jennifer Horn.
I just hit the
nice job. I'm trying to paint you as a professional, and she bangs her microphone like she's a
you
novice.
You told me to take a bow.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I just bowed into the microphone.
That must have been what happened to the airplane. The pilot was taking a bow when he was... okay.
Too soon.
Too soon.
Yeah. maybe literally, frankly.
literally, too soon.
Right. Hi, Ken Kessler, ladies and gentlemen. Kenneth Q. Kessler.
Good morning.
Hey, wow, my audience people. Like you better.
Yeah. Well, listen. So here's the business with this this plane. The story we have at DougSteffen.com, oftentimes what I encourage Kenny and the others who put a lot of this stuff together to do is to find something different, to take a different approach. So this information that you'll find at DougSteffen.com, which comes about as a result of the Asiana Airlines crash at San Francisco Airport, the people who would say that it's not safe to fly are foolish. No matter how you slice it, even though this is dramatic footage, you look at the plane, the burned out carcass of this plane that'll never fly again, it'll go to the graveyard, the junkyard. You look at that and say, oh, it's dangerous to fly. No, it isn't.
Still safer than driving.
It's safer than any. It's safer than walking across the street. One in 1.2 million flights ever have an incident, a problem, any kind of accident. One in 1.2 million. Sounds like basically your chances of winning the lottery are probably better than having a problem in an airplane.
I don't know if you guys noticed the media coverage for this, but now they're telling you how, after they do all the news on what's happening with the crash, then they talk about how to survive a plane crash.
Yeah.
Have you heard that?
Well, that's basically what the story is.
Yeah.
Doug said, where to sit on the plane.
Keep your shoes on. Don't sleep during takeoff and landing.
Yeah. So here's a professor from the University of Greenwich who basically has analyzed how humans react in emergency situations like this, advises that seconds before the impact, obviously, are the most dangerous because you're thinking not things that are intelligent. You think, oh my God, we're going to all get killed, instead of how to prepare yourself, where you're literally sitting in the seat the right way, that sort of thing, because nobody else. This is something that I have been learning this summer. Meredith actually got me thinking about this early on in this year, as I spend a lot of my time trying to help other people, and it has taken its toll on me financially and otherwise, because I tend to, and I don't mean this to sound anything other than what it is, a statement of fact, I tend to put other people first before I put myself into a position of being able to, if you will, in this case, save yourself. You got to have the oxygen first. That's what they tell you. If there's a problem, the mask comes down, put it on you first before you fiddle with anybody who maybe is, let's say you have a spouse or you have a child or something with you. You won't be able to help them if you don't have any oxygen. So literally, take care of yourself first. And that's what has to happen in a circumstance like in this plane crash. You are responsible for you first.
Do you think that people automatically panic, or do you think, because
yeah,
in something like this, I think it, because it happened so fast, I would almost venture, I would hope anyway for me, if this happened to me, you always put yourself into that situation,
yeah,
that something else would just kind of click in and that your adrenaline would start going and you would just do the right thing,
yeah,
without that panic first. Now,
yeah,
I think if I knew it was coming, I would start panicking first, and then who knows? I think this would almost be a better situation because, I mean, really, they crashed when they crashed. I mean, they saw something was wrong, but they didn't know what was going on.
Yeah.
I don't know. You always hope that you have that reflex that just kind of clicks you into gear, I guess.
Sitting as close to an exit as possible. The people who are in really difficult situations that are five rows either before or after an emergency exit are the ones that survive. If you sit in the front of the cabin, away from where there are any kind of doors, or in the back, the other part of the plane to sit in, that's generally safer, the rear of the plane, and aisle seats, obviously. I won't sit on an inside seat no matter what. And I won't, if I can't get an aisle seat, if I can't sit up front, then I'll sit in the back on an aisle seat. If I can't sit in an aisle seat, I won't get on the plane. That's the way I am, having done this for a long time. And it isn't about fear, basically, or I don't think about how am I going to get out of this plane if it crashes. I just know what's comfortable and what isn't comfortable for me. And why would you spend, like most of the time, my flights are generally coast to coast. Why would I sit for 5 hours or 5.5 hours in a seat that's miserable unless you don't have a choice? So, but that's not about safety. Safety is around the exits. And know that in most of, like, the 737, which is the most popular plane in America today, there are three ways of getting out. The front, the middle over the wing, and the back. That's it. There are only three ways on either side, so there are six ways of getting out. Bigger the plane, more exits. There are eight options to get out of a 757. There are 10, I believe, in a 767. 777 like this has 12, six on each side. So that's another reason that people get out safely, mm-hmm, is because there are so many different ways that you can get out quickly.
And was it a full flight? I never even heard if they
307. Said it was a full flight. I think that's pretty
full.
Close.
So
to
it was
it,
close, yeah. not totally full.
Yep, yeah. So anyway, the that story, if you will, that it is pretty interesting. Where you sit does make a difference, though. No question about that. The movie, Jennifer, that starred Denzel Washington and Chris Pine from a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't called Runaway Train. That was the John Boynton. But it was called, what was it called?
See, I was thinking of the Denzel movie Flight. And that's why I asked about the drug testing earlier.
Right. Yeah, that's okay.
That's the first thing I thought of.
So, Unstoppable. Thank you, Evan. Evan, that train movie is Unstoppable.
Unstoppable.
And that basically is the story of this train that killed five in Quebec. Mm. Somebody got into the engine.
Mm-hmm.
They were moving it around in the switching zone, and the engine's running. Well, they always idle those engines because they're electric and they have to keep all the power going. Didn't set the brake right, so the yard engineer gets out of the train. Oops! The train starts going down the track.
Keeps going. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's that's what happened in Quebec. So then the people who don't want pipelines say, look, here's an example of what happens when you have all that stuff being moved. These Moronis. The train getting away is a human. There's a human element to the transportation of all that petroleum. If you got a pipeline, there's no human element. It's a pipeline. It's not. It's in areas where you're not going to have impact. This train out of control, five people get killed in Quebec. It derailed going down the track, destroyed 30 buildings in the downtown district of this town. It looks like somebody bombed the place if you look at it. So which preferable, that or a pipeline? What are we doing, by the way? Anybody know what's going on with a pipeline? There's been all kinds of politically football stuff back and forth. And
I haven't heard anything this weekend, but gosh, there was no room for it with all these different crashes and things.
Yeah, right. All right, so that's right. The I look around at some of these things that are going on, and I just think to myself, so much of what we talk about, so many of the problems that we get into are a result of not being prepared, the pilot, not being sort of informed. The guy who, there's a story at DougStephan.com today of a man who's so desperate to quit smoking that he put his head in a cage. So that prevents him from putting a cigarette in his mouth. You want to see something that looks drastic?
Wow.
Look at this picture of this guy.
That's admitting you have a problem.
Wow. Yeah. Well, the cage allows him to breathe, but it does not allow him to smoke. This is something that I guess, in terms of individual responsibility, people can argue, oh, well, you know, you choose to start smoking, that's, you know, you're doing this to yourself. But the stuff that's in the cigarettes is so addictive, it compounds itself. Each time you take a drag, there's more that gets into your system, and you want more, you need more, you gotta have more. And so how many people die of lung cancer every year because they make that first initial, oh, I can do it, but if I don't like it, I can stop. Chances are you can't. And I guess it does depend on what brand you decide to smoke, but chances are you can't. So the best way to work through this is not to start smoking.
Yeah.
Easy to say, but when you're sort of pressured, how many young girls do you still see these days who are smoking?
A lot of young people smoke it just in general. Yeah. I see it all the time. I mean, outside of the high schools and everything, which I always feel like that should just be so not allowed. But
yeah.
There they stand.
Shouldn't. No. Right. Kids shouldn't be allowed to smoke in or around the grounds. And I remember when I was in high school, all the kids would go into the bathrooms and smoke. And there would be a principal that would go in and they'd chase everybody out or they'd give them detention and stuff. Bring them the educational tools that they need. Health education is so important. It's something that has been cut back, like phys ed and all the other things that are being destroyed by the horrible leadership of what we have going on in the name of money. Oh, sequester, we got to cut education first. And how many limousines do they have in Washington driving all of these supposed dignitaries around?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
Again, common sense stuff. The Good Day program, 16 minutes before the hour. If you have some interesting stories about experiences with some of the things that we talk about commercially here in the Good Day program, always happy to have those reports. I have a stack of email that have come to me, some of them through the company, some of them directly to me, Doug@DougStephan.com, about trying Provia, P-R-O-V-I-A, trying Provia. This is a scalp treatment that basically is aimed at you getting your hair back and doing it in short order. 4 to 6 weeks after you start using Provia, you'll see the results. You keep at it for 3 or 4 months, and you'll really see the results of you putting this product. It's an all-natural product that cleanses the pores and allows the hair to start growing back in. If you have a little male pattern baldness, women love this product because where they've seen their hair go away, they now see it come back again. Provia, 800-525-8319. Make yourself a promise. As a matter of fact, while you're thinking about it, maybe on your way to work, pull over or use the Bluetooth or whatever. But dial this number, 800-525-8319, and have the results that so many people are just over the top excited about because they have their hair coming back in. People love Provia, P-R-O-V-I-A, all natural, use it on colored hair, treated hair. And as I say, women are having great results, even though it's for both men and women. Make your hair thicker, all naturally, more vibrant, 800-525-8319. And when you call, mention Doug Steffen, you'll get free rush shipping, you'll get a free surprise gift, and you get a free month of Provia. Dial 800-525-8319 and get that hair back again on your head.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
Are you ready to get away this summer? Then stay at America's Best Value Inn, and you might find yourself playing in Las Vegas. Join our Value Club for the chance to win monthly travel prizes or the grand prize, a four-night VIP stay at the D Las Vegas, a Lexington Legacy Hotel on famous Fremont Street. Sign up at americasbestvalueinn.com and get away, stay, and play this summer.
Look, kid, never underestimate janitorial products. Paper towels, trash liners, toilet bowl cleaners, mops. These are the things that hold our civilization together. Janitorial products are the foundation of our fragile world. That's why I use Tough Guy products from Grainger. They're effective and affordable. They're 20% off in July, so stock up. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/toughguy or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Promotion ends July 31st, 2013. Visit grainger.com/toughguy for details.
You know, gold prices dropped $125 an ounce in one day as speculators sold a record 155 tons of paper gold in just 1 hour. That's more than the entire yearly gold production. This is only possible in a world full of paper IOUs. Central banks then rushed in to buy 55 tons of physical gold at lower prices. Not paper gold, physical gold to put in their vault. I say, buy the dip. This could be one of the greatest buying opportunities in years. No matter how hard banksters try to manipulate the markets, gold always shines, just like I've told you over and over for years now. The reasons why are all explained in a brand new Simple Truth CD from Swiss America. Get it today. Call Swiss America, 800-289-2646 now. Write it down, 800-289-2646. Seize this golden opportunity now. Call 800-289-2646. Or go to buygold.com.
All right, so we got, where are we, 12 minutes before the hour? 888-302-3684. I know you'll all be happy to hear or to know that Paula Deen has not dropped out of sight.
She hasn't, but she's still kind of dealing with the whole world of trouble, that's for sure.
Well, how many of us aren't dealing with the trouble? One way or another, it's how you handle it. It's not the trouble, it's how you handle the trouble. And apparently, she doesn't think that the people who are working around her are handling it very well, so she dumped her agent.
Yeah, well, you know, the whole reason she is in trouble is because something was leaked from her deposition, and I think she kind of blames her agent for that. And they had been together for over 10 years. His name
is
Barry
Weiner. The agent was the leaker?
Yeah, I think that's what I read in a tabloid publication, that they thought maybe perhaps it came from that office.
Huh.
Yeah. But he got her everything. He got her the show on the Food Network, all of her deals after that, and she's looking for someone else now. So if you're an agent and want to work with Paula Deen, now's your chance.
Wow, he's Allie.
Paula, call me, baby.
Call me, baby. We'll talk. Yeah, also, a New York man was arrested Friday for trying to extort money from Paula Deen. He sent an email to Deen's attorney in June saying he would release true and damning statements by Deen unless he paid her $250,000. Yeah. That's when the news about the N-word hit the stands also in June. You know, hit the newsstands.
The blanket of fans. Yes, exactly. And the stands. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, but police have arrested this guy, Thomas Peculius, and he's due to go before a judge next week.
Kerry Washington is a very interesting figure, got married.
Very cute, yeah, to a 49er.
To a football player. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
Stop wasting countless hours scouring the web for survival gear when you can visit GearUpCenter.com. We specialize in the latest, most innovative products you can't find anywhere else. Products like the Crovo Multi-Tool, aquaponics systems, and our fully loaded bug-out survival trailer.
Tim Rawson here. I created GearUpCenter to bring you the latest quality-tested survival gear at the best price. Be sure to catch me again next season on National Geographic's Doomsday Prepper, where I'll be demonstrating my new Excalibur shotgun adapter system.
Get the gear your life can depend on at GearUpCenter.com.
And remember, prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until July 10th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
So we have July 8th upon us. People back into the swing of things after a week or so of digressing, shall we say. It was amazing. This weekend, more than any other weekend that we've had since our dairy store, which is open on my dairy farm, been 3.5 years. This past weekend was the slowest, other than the storm during the storm season during this past year, this past winter. It was, we actually thought we'd do some special promotional sorts of things on the July 4th weekend.
People are out of
town. Gone. Really gone. All right, anyway, let's get to our Tech Talk time. Important information from Shelley Palmer, who today is going to talk with you about Southwest and Dish teaming up together to let people access live or on-demand programming on their iPhone or their iPad. This is really pretty interesting. If you like to take, how many people, when you fly, you see everybody's got their computers and they bring things with them. Well, apparently this will allow you, I don't know how you do it on your iPhone. I can't begin to imagine.
A way to sell a Wi-Fi, that's for sure.
Yeah, but how do you watch a movie on your iPhone?
Oh,
it's
easy.
No, but what can you see?
You'd be surprised. The picture quality is pretty good, and the screens are getting better and bigger now.
Yeah. All right, anyway, Shelley explains how this whole thing works in a moment here on Good Day.
At GMC, our customers know our service is as professional grade as the trucks we sell. And now GMC is very proud to announce that we've just received the J.D. Power & Associates Award for highest in customer satisfaction with dealer service among mass market brands. Perhaps that's because no one knows GMC vehicles like the GMC certified service experts. From their hours of GMC training to their specialized tools and equipment, it's professional grade service for your professional grade truck. GMC certified service at your local GMC dealer. There's never been a better time to try it than now.
For a limited time, retail customers can get AC Delco Professional DuraStop brake pads installed for only $79.95 or less per axle after $20 mail-in rebate debit card. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Offer ends July 31st, 2013. Tax and other services, including turning or replacing rotors, are extra. For J.D. Power and Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, in-flight entertainment has come a long way over the years. Even with the vast improvements in this area, however, we're usually stuck watching these shows on a tiny low-res screen. Not anymore. Southwest Airlines recently teamed up with Dish Network for a new program called TV Flies Free. This program will let travelers access live and on-demand programming for free on their iPhone or iPad. Goodbye, 6-inch crummy screen. Hello, Retina display. Flyers don't need to be Dish Network subscribers to access the free content, but they do need to download either the Dish Anywhere or Hopper Transfers app. Once downloaded, live TV, DVR shows, and on-demand programming are available as part of TV Flies Free. Next time you're booking a trip and worried about falling behind on your shows, Dish and Southwest are there to help. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
When I walk into Buffalo Wild Wings, I'm not just a customer.
I'm a fan.
And in this house?
This house.
This house?
Fans rule.
This is our stadium.
Our locker room.
Our dugout.
Our sports drinks are served on tap. And our pregame meal is
hand-spun wings.
In victory or in defeat, we never leave hungry.
Because in this house, we are the MVPs.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports. Visit BuffaloWildWings.com to find the location nearest you.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
All right, let's, for a moment, see what we can conjure up in terms of incredibly useful sites. Every once in a while, I do a little quick research to find out where people are going. Some very interesting places like worstcasescenarios.com. Want to check that out, Jennifer?
That sounds horrible.
Worst
no.
Case
I will not check that one out.
All right. This is something that
it's
is
terrible.
Well, this is will help you. Let's say you're walking down the street and suddenly you're caught in the crossfire of a bank robbery. WorstCaseScenarios.com teaches you step by step how to survive. Yeah, the Worst Case Scenario Survival Handbook is online. The site suggests techniques for combating all kinds of calamities. For example, if you're traveling in quicksand, bring along a stout pole. If you're being beaten up,
I just happen to have one in my pocket.
Right. If you're being beaten up, try to take the punches in your forehead.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com. Order today.